Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So after the Fiesta Bowl, or, you know, the closing seconds, Matt Campbell, I thought, took the Gatorade bath like a champ. Like, he got the blue Gatorade just, I mean, he didn't seem to move at all. He got a doused, and then they tried a second time too. Poor planning on the Cyclones part there. They tried two times. They got the get back coach on the second time.
Yeah, I did kind of feel like he was still pretty focused on the game. You know, he wanted to finish it out.
They were up by 17. I think. He already had hugged people.
What?
It was over.
I'm no fun. You always say this. I'm no fun because I what? You're Ken. You're looking at me like.
Well, Ken is just smiling.
I'm just got a smile on my face. But yeah, you are no fun. If that was the question,
sitting there thinking, can you wait? Like, obviously the coach is still. He wants to finish out the game. He's trying to be a professional about it.
Call. He already had hugged most of the seniors. He was excited. Smiles. The get back coach had to drag him back onto the sidelines a couple times.
It came too soon.
There was 15 seconds left in our game with the running clock. Oh my goodness, Colleen.
Obviously the coaches have watched a lot of football over the years as well. And you got to know that's coming.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest win in school history. It's coming.
I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying I could tell he still wanted to focus on the game. Anyway, all right.
The players leaving the field. They were already excited. They were already celebrating. And
I know.
You coach for that last 15 seconds. You are focused, all right? You bend the brim of your cap even more, and you stay focused.
All right.
Golly.
This from you, the least focused person.
Right.
Right.
And who loves a party. Who was getting to the party early.
I think you would be all up about this.
Yes.
I know. All right.
But then they went for the second Gatorade bath. And I was like, yes, more Gatorade baths. So I thought Matt Campbell did it well. I did not think Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher, they won the Orange Bowl, so his team tried to give him the Gatorade bath as well.
As they are champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl.
Look at Jimbo.
Trying to stay away. He's going to stay dry.
Well, speed.
He did. He turned on, got an extra gear to make sure he didn't end up under the Gatorade bath.
He took off running like a gazelle across midfield, and he ended up pulling his hamstring, apparently.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
You
can still laugh. All right, what a weird... Just enjoy the moment. You just said enjoy the moment.
I'm with you.
And he's running away because you might get a little sticky.
That's more awkward.
Gatorade is sticky, yeah.
A good trade.
No.
Pulled hamstring. Probably got hurt for a while.
Also, I mean, they could just do the water. Can't just do the water jug instead of the Gatorade jug?
I want the celebration liquid to be plain. I don't want any coloring in it.
I am kind of with him on that. It's just sticky and it's uncomfortable.
It doesn't matter.
Just go with the water.
You just won the biggest bowl game. Cover me with as much stickiness as you want. It doesn't matter. It's exciting. Celebration. Boo to you.
I'm not saying don't celebrate. I'm just saying doesn't have to be
celebrate
the Gatorade.
Celebrate with water.
Because that's exactly what we all do. Hey, guys, we all just won something great. Do we celebrate with beer and alcohol? No, let's do water. Let's just do water
and
just drink it.
When it's dumped over my head.
So you're also saying that, like, when the Cubs won the World Series and they're popping bottles of champagne in there, you should be like, guys, let's all just...
In the locker room.
Let's get a couple Fiji waters. And let's just all have a good time.
Throw them up in the air.
What did you say at the very beginning of this?
Not no fun. Not
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Iowa Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Star 102.5.